Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're going to finish up the seventh chapter of 2 Samuel. We're like two or three verses from the end. But I want to back up and remind us what's going on here. David is responding to the Most High God. Remember, David had mentioned to Nathan the prophet, hey, I want to build God a building. I want to build a house for him to live in. Nathan said, go ahead, do whatever's in your heart. The Lord is with you. Well, that's true. The Lord was with him. And then Nathan receives some more insight from the Lord that night in a vision. Then he comes and tells David about it. And God basically says, hey, you're not going to put me in a box. And here, David, this is what's going to be happening to you and your progeny down the road, the distant future, as a matter of fact. That's how David took it. So let's go back and reread the prayer that we've covered so far. Verse 18, then David the king went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, who am I, Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? And let me just say something here real quick. You know, we call these prayers and things, and it is, but he's just dialoguing with the Lord. He's just talking. He's just pouring out his heart before God. Verse 19. And yet, this was insignificant in your eyes, O Lord God, for you have spoken also of the house of your servant concerning the distant future. And this is the custom of man, O Lord God. Again, what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord God. Verse 21. For the sake of your word, and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness to let your servant know. And for this reason, you are great, O Lord. For there is none like you, and there is no God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation on earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, and to make a name for himself, and to do a great thing for you and awesome things for your land, before your people whom you have redeemed for yourself from Egypt, from nations and from their gods. So that verse 23 right there, he's saying, God, there's no one like you. There's no nation. It's like your people Israel. So there's no one like God. There's no one like your nation, Israel. And he talks about how God redeemed them. And he redeemed them for a purpose. He redeemed them to put up on the land. Verse 24. For you have established for yourself your people Israel as your own people forever. And you, O Lord, have become their God. Now, that's powerful right there. He's saying, God, you're the one that has established this. You've established your people, Israel. You've established them as your own people, and you've done so forever. Forever. That right there totally undermines a lot of things that are taught and preached in the Western church today. You'll hear it a lot that the church replaces Israel. That Israel rejected Messiah, so therefore God has nothing to do with Israel, and Israel is on their own. No. Here, your own people forever, and you, O Lord, have become their God. He had become their God. Does that mean that they continue to walk with God all the time? Absolutely not. But God is their God. Verse 25. Now, therefore, O Lord God, the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and his house, confirm it forever and do as you have spoken, that your name may be magnified forever by saying, the Lord of hosts is God over Israel, and may the house of your servant David be established before you. God had already told David that he would reign forever and forever. And now David is saying, God, these things that you spoke about me, these things that you spoke about my house, those that will follow after me from my line, confirm it. Yes, make it happen, Lord. Do it forever, even as you have spoken. And he says, God, do this to where it will magnify your name forever. Forever. And then there's a saying that he put in here, and I know you can't see it because you can't see the quotation marks, right? The Lord of hosts is God over Israel. That's the proclamation. the Lord of hosts is God over Israel, and that David's house will be established forever. Now, verse 27, for you, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have made a revelation to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore, your servant has found courage to pray this prayer to you. David wanted to build a house for the Lord. The Lord comes back to him and says, hey, at any time have I ever called for any of the prophets or anybody to build me a house? Well, no, he had not. Now God turns it on David in a way he could never have imagined. And the Lord is saying this, no, you're not going to build me a house, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to build you a house. I'm going to build you a house. And then God had told him, said, one of your offspring will build me a house. It's not going to be David, but it's going to be one of your offspring. And through that, in the midst of that, I'm going to begin to build you a house. Then David says, it's because you said this, God, that I found courage to pray this prayer to you. Last two verses now. David's closing out. Now, O Lord God. You notice how many times he says that? Now, O Lord God, for you, Lord God of hosts, therefore God, Lord God, Lord God. Repeatedly, he says it over and over and over here. Now, therefore, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are truth, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. So he's saying, you know what, God, I hear you. You are good. Your words are truth. I hear what you're saying. I hear the promise of this good thing. Last verse, 29. Now, therefore, may it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing, may the house of your servant be blessed forever. So David heard the word that came from the Lord through the prophet. The prophet communicates it to him. And then David comes back and reiterates several times the word of the Lord. Yes, Lord, I hear you. May your blessing be upon my house, the house that you promised to give me, the house that will last forever and forever. Your servant hears this. Your servant is blessed forever. Lord, make this good thing happen. Make it come forever. You know, it's not a bad way to respond to the Lord, is it? When you look at it and see what he's saying, it's actually sort of joyful, nearly humorous. I mean, he's just saying over, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. But he's declared it forever, forever, forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, right? He says, I hear what you're saying, God. David's concerned about God not having a house. And then God saying, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait till you see the house I'm building for you. You know, the Lord says the same thing to us. We may not have the houses of man, but there is a house. There is a mansion. There is a dwelling place that's being prepared for those who will believe and are faithful. Are you among them? Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.